Kenosee Lake. If a person is looking for a different kind of place to stay for a couple of nights, this is the place to be, according to Ryan Allison, who owns the boutique Airbnb hotel in Kenosee Lake. Allison was born and raised in the Kenosee area. He is the son of the late Keith Allison, the founder and owner of the general store at Kenosee Lake. Allison went in a different direction than his father. He went on an academic route, beginning at the University of Saskatchewan, where he studied philosophy, linguistics, and English literature. He progressed to McGill University for his master's degree and ventured to New England to study psychoanalysis. It was quite a journey for Allison, and he landed in Kansas City, where he took up residence and enjoyed his life, but he never forgot his roots at Kenosee Lake, the wonderful people there, and the beauty of the community. "The pandemic hit and changed everything as we know it now," said Allison. "I would love to say I was perfect and wonderful through the process, but none of us were." Despite this, he went to work every day as an essential worker trying to help his community. It was during the pandemic that he began to long for nature, and after much research, he contacted Leanne Sorensen, who is a real estate agent from Kenosee Lake, and she found the perfect property for Allison in the community. The next step was for Allison to find a designer. He contacted Jay Hamilton from South Prairie Design to come up with a radical look for Allison's property and use the ideas that Allison had. Hamilton continued to work with the construction company to help dial in Allison's millwork, furniture, and finishings. "We are very appreciative to be the ones that were able to assist Allison in bringing his vision of the boutique at Kenosee Lake to life," said Hamilton. "Altogether, the build is one of a kind and one of our favorite projects to date," Hamilton added. Once the design was completed, Allison hired Paul Capale from CNM Construction. Allison feels that Capale is a genius and he pulled off every aspect of the job. Wanting to do something truly unique for the community, Allison decided to introduce the concept of a boutique Airbnb hotel experience, which is a small stylish hotel usually found in a fashionable urban location. These kinds of builds are usually seen in historic cities like New York, Boston, Calgary, or Vancouver, according to Allison. The design gave Allison a great deal of fun. Every element had a unique turn. The lower floor is entirely designed from wood, and designing the art and furniture from around the world gives this place a truly different appeal. It took 2 years for all the pieces to come together, with the monogrammed robes and slippers. The custom-designed soap provides an added touch. In his own way, this is circling back to his family and friends, so that Allison can enjoy his residence in Kenosee when he chooses to, but also make it available to the public. Linoleum came from Denmark, while macrame and other pieces came from Japan. Each retro piece is carefully placed and the colors set a person back to the 1970s. Allison looks forward to sharing his boutique Airbnb hotel with others, and so far, the welcome has been warm and inviting. "This is Allison's way to let people get away from the craziness of life and sit back and relax in a design that is set back in time for all to enjoy."